At that moment, that thirst overtakes him to such an extent that the only thing he needs at this moment is to save his life. And in the distance, he sees something like water moving towards what he can see once again. Just like everyone in this world who has a certain zahiri objective, that once I acquire that occupation, once I get that profession, once I strike that deal, once I'm successful in this certain path, then I'll be set. Now he moves towards that with so much of enthusiasm and showing such great need to acquire that, just like that thirsty person on a hot day in the desert with no means of salvation, and he's moving towards that so-called water. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when he gets there, it is not water. It was a mirage. It seemed like water. But what he will find there, وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ. He will only find Allah there. Meaning if it is the end of his life, then he will have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it was a temporary endeavor, then what he will find when he get there is Allah's decision and nothing else. That's what he's going to find. And then فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابًا, Allah Ta'ala will take into account how his actions were in the pursuit of getting to that stage. What did he do on the way? Was it a pursuit in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala or not? And in this case, it was definitely not. Then the third principle that we established is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses certain group of people to become the measure and the criteria of whether Allah want to bring good conditions or bad conditions on people. See? So the creator of conditions, he chooses. And we showed that in Ghazwat Badr, 313 people, they were chosen, and because they were under the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave them victory because of this 313 people, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on that occasion, in tahlik hadhihi al-isaba lan tu'bada ba'd. If this group of Muslims that have come out in Badr, and if they are defeated today, then oh Allah, my fear is that you will never be worshipped again on this earth. But alhamdulillah, they had reached that stage that drew the help of Allah, and they were victorious. In the battle of Uhud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that the criteria or the measuring stick of victory and defeat is going to be another group that is guarding a certain pass, a mountain pass. And as long as wo jam ke rahe, as long as they were firm on the command of Allah, the instruction of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was victory all the way. To the extent that the enemy fled. Then when they were attracted by wealth and they broke the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help that had already left the skies was lifted. So they were the measuring stick and the criteria. And from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that he chooses certain people that will become the criteria or the yardstick of whether good or bad conditions will come on this earth. And from there we deduce that it is not for us to worry about everybody outside. We have to worry about ourselves. We have to worry about our condition. What is our relationship with the Creator, with our nourisher and sustainer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah will make the conditions that will prevail according to our conditions. Therefore, we said that from last week to this week, your duty was to take a deep breath and first and foremost, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have iman. The greatest gift that he gave us was that we are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how great the problems are outside, but you and I are connected to the Creator. The one that created every atom on this earth and the one that controls every atom on this earth. Secondly, we said our duty must be to show appreciation and gratefulness for what we already have. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in physical favors, ni'mats, the ability to see, the ability to walk, the ability to talk, and all the other rest of abilities, or what we call good health in the rest of our limbs and organs. Let's take out some time and thank Allah for what we already have. From a physical point of view, and at the same time, from a financial or monetary point of view. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what is happening, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us sufficient to eat and to drink and to fulfill our necessities and needs. If a person doesn't have that much, then he needs to speak to somebody. He can come speak to us. But if Allah is fulfilling that much, then there is something to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Continuing from there, today we would say that one more thing we can, you see, when a person is faced with a problem, he has either of two options. That either he reacts in a positive manner or he reacts in a negative manner. That decision is up to him. If he wants, he can think positive, or if he wants, he can say, now things are gone too bad, it's time to move, and now there's nothing left, and carry on complaining. See? But the question is that by you complaining, and by you even leaving the condition that is adverse, are you going to change anything? One alim put it very well. Somebody told him that, you know, things are very bad in a certain place, I'm going to another place. Unless you make a hijrah for the sake of deen, that's different. So the alim told that fellow that when you go there, just give my salams to that Allah. See? Another alim was told that, you know, things are very bad in this place here, I'm moving to another place. He said, it's not going to make a difference if you're taking the same amal baggage with you. If you're changing your amal, then it's a different story. But if you're taking the same baggage, then nothing is going to change. The other way is to look at it positively. The worst case scenario would have been that in 1994, for those who were not here last week, we're talking about some current affairs, although we believe the whole deen is current and it addresses current affairs. So, the worst case scenario would have been in 1994, 14 years ago, that there would have been a civil war.